Darling, where are we?
Where are we? What?
Damn. I broke character. Oh, I did not mean to break character. Here, let me try again. Darling, where are we? Damn! I just can't do it. You see, it's the look on your face. I've never seen you wear that expression before. Uncertainty. You have no idea what's going on, do you? Well, let's be honest, darling. You never have. Not really. Oh, you thought you knew the rules of the game. Your little game. But sweetheart, I hate to break it to you, but I was playing you. You were definitely not playing me. Do you like my hideout? My hideout. You have no idea how sweet this moment is, how satisfying it is. Take a look around. You're such a superhero fan, surely you recognize some of my devices. That's right, darling. I'm the Black Heart.
But how can I be the Black Heart? I'm your girlfriend. What's happening? What?
Oh. I never thought I could be such a bad actor. Really, I pride myself on my ability to fool everyone. But right now, I am just wooden. I think it's because I'm a little giddy. A lot giddy. I am absolutely made up. So, do you like it? You're one of the few who has ever seen it. Most of the others are dead or missing. If there's not a body, you can't say that they're dead. They're dead. They're all dead. But you're not. So I would really love to hear your opinion. Do you like what I've done with the place? Oh, darling. Nothing to say. Now that is not like you. You're always so chatty. But now, just quiet. Well, I don't mind that. I rather like the sound of my own voice. It's part of the appeal of being a supervillain. Lots of talking. And killing people. And being evil. Mostly the last two, if I'm honest. So, you're still confused. You haven't worked it out. Okay, I'll explain. Little Lizzie Banks. My alter ego. My secret identity. So boring. So quiet and mousy. No one really notices Lizzie. Lizzie flies under the radar. She's just so very ordinary. The complete opposite of me. You see, a lot of supervillains and superheroes, they have billionaire alter egos. Which is, you know, not exactly subtle. If you really want to be a secret, you need to be quiet. You need to be easy to overlook. And that is Lizzie. Lizzie doesn't really date. She's not really good at that. She's not terribly good at her job, but she's not awful at it either. She's just kind of there. No one takes an interest in Lizzie. Until you. And it's not because you're a nice person. I mean, you're not a horrible person, but you're not a saint. You saw Lizzie, and you saw a challenge. And I get that. I get that instinct. I know it so well. I see something and I want to destroy it. I want to make it mine. But you, you're not a supervillain, are you? I mean, if you are, this would be the perfect time for the grand reveal. No? Just you? Just you. Bit disappointing. Because that really would have been an epic twist. I do love me a twist. How about this for a twist? Your girlfriend is a supervillain! I just thought I'd say that just in case you were really running behind. But no, I am a supervillain. Little Lizzie. It was kind of sweet at first. The way you took an interest in her. The way you gave her attention. I've never had that as Lizzie. It felt cozy and nice. And I liked it. I really liked it. I felt special. I mean, I'm always special, but not Lizzie. Lizzie isn't special. It was nice. I liked it. All my previous relationships were not good. Violent or emotionally scarring or just very neglectful. Supervillain 101, really. But you, you know, I think you could have turned me. You could have made me really want to be Lizzie. I could have given all of this up for you. Of course, you never would have known. But you would have Lizzie. And that's who you wanted, right? You wanted little, mousy Lizzie Banks. Only you didn't. Of course you didn't. Why would you want Lizzie? No one wants Lizzie. That is the whole point of Lizzie. Oh no. You had this whole Pygmalion thing going on. My fair lady. You were going to change me. You were going to give me the ultimate glow up. Did you really think I wouldn't see what you were doing? Of course I did. Of course I saw everything. You were dismantling something that I had spent so much time creating. Of course I noticed. I made excuses at first. And then, well, I couldn't make them anymore. You were taking Lizzie and you were turning her into Beth. Oh. Really? See, that's a very superhero, supervillain thing. Having both names begin with the same letter. You do love your superheroes, don't you? It's kind of funny. You were basically turning Lizzie into me. Hair color, eye color, clothing taste. Darling, did you know? I mean, obviously you didn't know, but did you know? Somewhere deep inside. Did you know who I really was? Did you like the thought of dating a supervillain? Or was it too scary? Am I too unpredictable? Too impulsive? Too evil? Is that why you took little mousy Lizzie Banks and shined her up? Turned her out. Supervillain light. All the fun, none of the damage. I think part of you did. You knew. Oh, you knew. But you still played me. Or tried to. You tried to play me, to change me, to manipulate me. I mean, here's the thing. I don't respond well to manipulation. I don't like trying to be controlled. I mean, you know my reputation. It never quite goes well for the one trying to play me. But you're not just any player, are you? Oh no. I'm your girlfriend, so it makes it complicated. It makes it a little awkward. But I think I have a solution. Now, you're not going to like it, but soon you won't be you. So it doesn't really matter. So the way I see it, you tried to turn Lizzie Banks into Beth Banks. A completely different person. Supervillain light. So I'm going to turn you into someone else as well. Only I won't be so subtle and it will be far more painful. Oh, darling, this is going to be agony. But I want you to know, it's going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me. Being a supervillain can be a little lonely. I never really admitted it, though. That would be a weakness. But spending time with you, having your attention, it was nice not being alone, being seen. It was really nice. So, darling, I'm going to give you a glow up. I'm going to turn you into the ultimate supervillain companion. I'm going to warp everything about you. Obviously not the face or the body. Well, I mean, there will be a few marks. It's really unavoidable. You see, it's all part of the origin story. No supervillain is unscathed. But don't worry, they won't matter to me. I'm going to make you perfect. Well, perfectly evil. Perfection doesn't exist. And if it does, I want to destroy it. Because... oh, that's who I am. That's my heart. My passion. And soon it's going to be yours. This will be Pygmalion. My fair supervillain. I have to admit, part of the reason it's going to be painful is I'm a little annoyed at you. And normally when I'm annoyed at someone, they really suffer. But that's just who you are now. That's not who you're going to be. You're going to be evil. You're going to be dark. You are going to be malevolent. I'm so looking forward to it. Now, this would be when you try to stop me, where you appeal to my better nature, to my inner Lizzie Banks. Unfortunately, it's kind of already begun. I know, I am so not sorry at all. Oh, come on. The whole talking thing. It's all part and parcel of being a supervillain. This was just a distraction. This was just me playing you a little bit more. Oh, can you feel that? You can't you? Like pinpricks on your skin. Yeah, it's only going to get worse. Now, I would love to stay. I would. Because I would love to hear you just suffer. Oh, your suffering would be sweet music to my ears. Because I am a little bitter. But I have a city to terrorize. I have spent far too much time as Lizzie recently. Your fault. Another reason why it's really going to hurt. So I'm going to go and do that, and you're going to suffer, and when I come back, I'm going to break you. Isn't that going to be so much fun? It will be. Okay, for you, not so much, but for who you're going to be, oh, we will look back on this and we will laugh. Evil laughter. We'll have to practice that. It takes time to come up with a signature laugh. Oh, you've got a funny colour. Oh, you're going to start screaming soon. So I'm just going to go. Enjoy. Suffer well. And I'll be back. Well, I'll be back at some point, but you won't really notice. But before I go, I just want to say one thing. I would have given all of this up for you if you had just been honest. That's not actually true. I just thought it would make you feel bad. And I want you to feel bad. Because I'm not a nice person. So, enjoy, and I'll be back to break you later.